Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome to Hour 2 of Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. So glad you tuned in today. Just had a great conversation with comedian Bill Arnold. He was in studio. He's also a co-host of Real Recovery, heard on Sunday nights here on Faith Radio. We talked about physical and spiritual disciplines and how they actually shore up our lives. They're not legalism. Well, they can be, but we weren't talking about that, but really just kind of mining the treasures of discipline where you just shore up your life physically and spiritually a little every day, and the fruit that it bears and how it really does create a freedom and even a protection in your life. So if you missed my conversation with Bill, you can catch the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit on our website, myfaithradio.com. So excited about Hour 2. Lincoln Brewster joins me today. And what's so fun about this is, you know, I raised 3 sons, all boys, all married. And my middle son was a worship pastor for a little while. He's a worship leader and he's a great guitarist. And guess who his inspiration was? Lincoln Brewster. So I just, one of my fondest memories is doing the dishes and having Luke sit on the counter with his guitar and playing a riff that he heard off of a Lincoln Brewster CD. And just the times where we would have our hands in the air because of a Lincoln Brewster album blaring through our house. So my son, Luke Larson, is in studio to help me interview Lincoln. Welcome, son.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
There you go, talking to the mic. I can still boss him around when we're in studio. He's a full-grown boy now, so this is about as much. I got to tell you, I told your younger brother to do something. He's also married, and he said, Mom, I have a new mom now, and she's my wife. So I guess I can't tell you guys what to do much anymore.
To an extent.
All righty then. So let me tell you about Lincoln, and we'll get the conversation started. Lincoln Brewster's a singer, songwriter, worship leader, as well as worship arts pastor at Bayside Church near Sacramento, California. His well-known songs include Today is the Day, Everlasting God, and Let the Praises Ring. He and his wife, Laura, have 2 growing boys, and you can find him on the web at LincolnBrewster.com. Lincoln, so honored to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we love to start all of our conversations talking scripture. Wondering if you either have a life verse you can share or if just time in the Word lately, there's a verse that's been really standing out to you.
Yeah, my life verse is out of Philippians. It's Philippians 1:6. And it basically, to sort of paraphrase it, it just tells you that God is going to finish the work that he started. Mm-hmm. And I love that concept about, you know, if you think about somebody who's working on a project and people walk in and they go, oh, that looks terrible. And the person goes, no, I'm not finished yet. Hmm. I feel like that's our lives, you know, that we are works in progress. And the Lord is saying, be confident. I will be faithful to complete the good work that I started in you. So I always tell people I'm a work in progress.
Indeed. Amen. I love that. And it's such an encouragement because, you know, there's certain chapters of the book we want to throw our book across the room, but we have to remember that God sees the potential. Love that. Well, before we get into listening to the music of your new album, Oxygen, can you give us a little backstory on how you came to faith and even how God just led you into music ministry?
Yeah, so I feel like my life's been full of unconventional things. You know, I grew up in Alaska in a little town, fishing town called Homer, Alaska. Was raised in a home that was very dysfunctional, alcoholism, drug abuse, domestic violence. Wasn't your kind of, I don't know what you'd view as the cookie cutter American life, you know, and ended up moving down to California in my teens and with my family and after a divorce, and my mom got divorced up there. And, you know, I always tell people, like when I do youth conferences, they'll say, is there anything you don't want to talk about? And I'll say, don't ask me about evangelistic dating. And they say, why not? And I say, well, I'm kind of a product of it. Hmm. So I ended up dating a Christian girl. And to everyone listening, I'm not condoning this. This was this happened to be God's path for me, and fortunately I met a girl whose mom had been praying for her mate since the day she was born. Mm. Through that relationship, I ended up coming to Christ. And, I was all by myself, actually, at a friend's apartment in L.A. in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep, and we had had a talk about the Bible, and I just felt like God had been really pursuing me, and I just, that was it. I just said, I'm going to put all my cards on the table. I'm done running my own life. I'm a bad CEO of me, and I said, okay, Jesus, that thing that you do when you come into someone's life and kind of take over and be their Lord, I want to do that. I mean, that was kind of my version of the sinner's prayer.
I love it.
And it, you know, there wasn't anybody there going, okay, you're good. I just had to believe that that he did it. And, you know, it was probably the best night's sleep I ever got in my life. My life's been changed forever since that moment.
That's just such a beautiful story, and I love that because he does go after us in the nooks and crannies of life. And I love that there aren't always these cookie-cutter stories, because that's a miracle story right there, you know?
Yeah.
The greatest miracle
is
that he saved us. When did you discover you had a music talent?
I mean, it honestly goes back. Like, if I remember being alive, I remember playing something, doing something musical. I mean, there's pictures of me in diapers with a drum set and a little kind of garage sale beater drum set that my grandpa gave me, and I've been always into music. It was just one of those things that made sense to me, that resonated with my spirit. And I think too, growing up the way that I did, it was a wonderful escape. And you know, obviously, you know, I've been into art, and you know, I drew a little bit when I was little. I think I was just constantly looking for outlets. And when music came along, when I was probably like I remember starting to play the mandolin when I was five, it just made sense. Like, it felt like it belonged in my hands, and it never felt foreign. Same with guitar. So it was, very young age.
You had an aptitude for it. It's like God wired that in, and it just was instinctive for you. That's just amazing. Well, okay, it's been a few years since you've released an album, and I know you've been busy on the home front. Would you mind just giving us a quick update on what's been going on behind the scenes, and then we'll hear your first song?
Yeah, so it's funny. And sort of, you know, talking about this new album, that comes up a lot. So it's been 4 years, and, you know, it's crazy. I feel like it's gone by in the blink of an eye. I've been busier than I've ever been. I've definitely been touring. I made a Christmas album, but more so than that, just, you know, I'm a father and a husband, and I've got two growing boys. You know what that's like, obviously, having three boys of your own. You know, my boys are 9 and 12. In November, they'll be 10 and 13, and so they're growing fast. And full-time worship arts pastor at my church. And there's a lot. There's just always a lot to do. But this felt like the right time, and you know, just the way kind of everything came together. It was like, okay, I guess it's time to do another project. And to be honest, I wasn't sure if I was going to do anymore. I always try to be open to whatever God's got for the next season. And so it was really a time of going, all right, Lord, after the Christmas album, I was going, or am I supposed to continue? And I got a yes. So
wow.
Here we are.
Well, you know what I appreciate about that, Lincoln? I saw a video interview of you as well, is that there's a groundedness about you that you're not, it doesn't seem that you're falling into the whole celebrity thing. I got to pump them out, you know, once a year, once every other year, whatever. But really, your story is being written sometimes behind the scenes, sometimes publicly, but you belong to the Lord, and what he says goes. And that seems really evident. I think that's just powerful that you were really content to, you know what I mean, to be behind the scenes, so to speak, so that you could minister to your family, minister in your local church. Not to say you weren't touring still, but I just love that you didn't feel that pressure to perform and produce if the Lord wasn't giving you something to do.
Yeah, well, thanks. I think I've gone through, you know, short seasons of sort of trying that on for size. And I just don't think it's a weight any of us were designed to carry, and it's certainly not sustainable. Mm. And I think, I just had to sit down, and I read a quote one time that said, one of the easiest things to do is sit down and think. One of the hardest things to do is to sit down and think well. And I've tried to take a little bit of time to ask some fundamental questions that were really higher altitude questions than should I make another record, which is, am I willing to miss this season of my kids' lives?
Wow.
And that was just a simple no. I'm just not. I will not miss it for anything. And so am I willing to sacrifice my relationship with my wife? Absolutely not. And so I started with some real fundamental pieces, and everything's got to work around that. So I don't tour as much as a lot of people do, and that's by design. And we'll do it where it works for my wife and my kids and myself and my church. And that's, if I did anything outside of that, it would be not being true to who God has made me to be and my calling. So I'm committed to that at a high level for sure.
Well, that's excellent. And it's from somebody who's still fairly young at heart, you do blink and they're grown. And so to be present during this time, you'll have so much time, you'll have bandwidth, you'll have energy, Lord willing, when it's time to, if you want to amp that up on a deeper level and God gives you the grace. So, Matt, can we listen to Oxygen real quick here? We have to take a break. So we're going to listen to Oxygen as much as we can. We'll go out to break. When we come back, I would love for you to comment on that particular song, Lincoln, and then and just the story behind it.
Absolutely.
Talking to Lincoln Brewster. We've got four copies of his brand new album, Oxygen. Call in if you want to tell us about your favorite Lincoln song or question for him. 877-933-2484. We'll be right back.
worshiping God is an attitude. It is a choice to look around me and see where God is working and the beauty that He's made and the various gifts that He has given us, and choosing to thank Him for them and turn my attention to Him.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So blessed to have Lincoln Brewster, recording artist, worship pastor, husband, father, talking to us today. He's got a brand new album out titled Oxygen. Phenomenal. We're going to be playing a few of these songs. You might have just heard the song Oxygen. Got four copies to give away. If you want to call in and tell us your favorite Lincoln Brewster song, or maybe you've got a question for Lincoln, love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Also have my son Luke in studio, who's a big fan of Lincoln. He's going to have a couple questions for Lincoln as well. And Paul is calling in first from Apple Valley for a question for Lincoln. Paul, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yes. What's your question today?
Well, Lincoln, when the recording process started, Norm Stockton, I believe it was, had tweeted that he had been working with you on an instrumental album. And it was pretty insane. And so I'm wondering, what made you get away from that idea of the instrumental album?
Great question. I actually haven't gotten away from that. We are scheduled to try to finish that up. In September, we're going to do most of it, and then we're actually going to do some additional overdubs down in L.A. It looks like in early October is our plan. So hoping to have that instrumental project out sometime in January, if everything goes according to plan.
Thanks, Paul.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's a very, very fun project, very different than this album, and just something it seems like it's just been years overdue, so get to really, really stretch out and do all kinds of fun stuff just with guitars.
Excellent. Paul, thanks for that call. You get a copy of Lincoln's brand new album, Oxygen. 877-933-2484. Before I let my son Luke ask you some questions, I want to ask about the song Oxygen. Tell us about that song.
So Oxygen was one of the first songs that was written for the album, and it was kind of interesting. That was one of those that I just really dug it from the beginning. I don't know. There's something about it I really liked. And in its original state, it didn't get the warmest welcome. When I played it, kind of me and Colby, the guy who co-produced the album, we were both like big fans of it. And kind of got like a lukewarm, it's okay. It could go on the record. It could not go on the record from some people. And, as we started recording it, I think I was doubting it a little bit. And the cool thing was some of that feedback helped me make the song, I think, better, because I did go back and tweak a couple things. And so we're in the middle of it. We got the song coming together. And then my youngest son, Liam, who's 9, he's a kind of a very deep thinker, and loves music, and he sings. And he came in the studio one day, and he said, "Hey, Dad, can I get you to print me off the lyrics for that song, Oxygen?" And I didn't even know he knew what it was. And I said, "Yeah, why do you want them?" And he said, "Well, I've been singing it for my friends at school. I've been telling them about it. And I don't know all the lyrics to the verses, so I wanted to sing those for them, too."
And you're like, it's on the album.
And he goes, "Oh, yeah. And by the way, that's my favorite song on the album, Dad." Mm. And I just took it as, the Bible says that we can encourage one another with the same encouragement the Holy Spirit gives us. And I just took that way from my son. Just, he didn't even know it, but it was such an encouragement.
Wow.
And, we're doing a release concert tonight, and that's the second song we're going to play. And he doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to tell that story and dedicate the song to him. And sometimes you need somebody to give you a little encouragement, and then it ended up becoming the name of the album and everything. So it's pretty awesome.
That is a great story.
Oh, that's very cool. That's awesome. And I love, as I've just listened to a few of the songs, Made New, that's one of the great ones as well. That one just screams the father's heart that you have. And as you have kids and that changes your songwriting, that song really comes from that. And as the other songs you have are just really powerful and moving, and you sing from your heart. And that's one of my favorite things. As I've grown up listening to your different albums, that's one of my favorite things, that each of those just come from your heart. And, And I love that. I was looking up Made New, and can you tell us a little bit about that one as well?
Yeah, so Made New was a song that was co-written in its first form by Josiah James and Colby Wedgeworth. And Colby played it for me, and I remember just being blown away, just that chorus hit. And I had this picture in my head as a worship leader of people just lifting their hands, eyes closed, and singing those words, "You hold my head up, you remind me whom I am." I couldn't get it out of my mind. Mm. And I thought, gosh, people need to sing that. They need to believe that. They need to say it. They need, you know, we have this lens we put on our own lives about who we, how we see ourselves. And rarely is it ever how God sees us, which is really the healthy way to look at us, is the way God sees us, you know.
And, absolutely.
And so we ended up, the song was a quite different in the verses. It was not really a congregational type song. And I said, "Would you guys be up for changing this and making it a church song?" And they said, "What do you have in mind?" And so we started working on it together. And I said, "I'm telling you, I just believe in it. I believe if we can sing this in church, it will be awesome. And I think people will be ministered to, and they will connect with God through this song in a whole different way if we make it about statements about the ways that God is making us new."
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool. And that's one of my favorite of looking at different – viewing God in different ways. Viewing him as a father first is a huge way that I connect with him, and one of the reasons why I loved that song for so – thank you for that.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's just amazing to me where when our ears hear our mouths making a declaration that God has already said is true, and maybe it doesn't feel true to us, I'm telling you what, it buoys up our faith. So I love that you're so committed to that song to say this is something that I'm going to make it accessible, that we can sing this, because more people than not don't understand really the wonder of their adoption. You know, so many of us walk around forgetting what it means that we belong to him, that we're heirs of God, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we're always trying to make it make sense, and it doesn't.
Mm.
It's that generous. It's that outlandish. It's that scandalous, you know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It should not be, but it is.
So it is. It is.
And
he's
made
it true.
It's hard to accept it.
Yeah.
I must have, you know, oh, but I have to do something. Like, no.
Jesus did it. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear the song Made New, and you'll be wanting to sing along. We've got three copies left if you want to call in. 877-933-2484. Three copies of Lincoln's new album. More with Lincoln Brewster in just a moment.
Worship centers my mind back on God. It reminds me when I'm praising him based on a song or something else, like it reminds me how true those words are and centers my focus back on what God has done for me and how good he is.
Love that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. In studio with my son, Luke Larson, and we're interviewing Lincoln Brewster. He's got a brand new album out. It's phenomenal. It's titled Oxygen. We've got a couple copies left if you want to call in with your favorite Lincoln song or just a question for Lincoln. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Before the break, we talked about the song Made New. We're going to play that in a moment, but Brad is calling in from Minneapolis with a question. Brad, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. It's just more of a comment and not a question. I just wanted to thank Lincoln for his testimony about, it sounds like, the sacrifices that he's made in his career for his family. I've made similar sacrifices, and it has just allowed me to spend more time with my kids and family, and it was just encouraging for me to hear that testimony from Lincoln. So it wasn't a question. It was just encouragement to him.
Wonderful. Brett,
thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and just that encourages me, and I feel that's just a good thing, I think, as men, as dads, as husbands, to encourage one another in that, to go, let's we're all in this together. And I told somebody this at one point, and for whatever reason, Brad, when you were talking, it made me think of this, but I told somebody, I said, I sat down one day and I went, you know, I don't think I'm going to get to the end of my life and go, boy, I really wish I had played more concerts. I just don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I thought, if I miss this season with my kids and if I fail to be the dad that they need and deserve, I'll regret that for sure. So good on you, man. Way to go.
Yeah, and to you, Lincoln. All right, so we're going to hear the song Made New. And this is a song Lincoln talked about before the break that he's tweaked in a way that we can sing this song in church. And we all need to hear this. Listen in.
You're taking me deeper.
you said that to yourself every day. I'm made new. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson talking to Lincoln Brewster today, playing some songs off his brand new album, Oxygen. I think we have one more copy left after we take this call from Deb. And my son Luke is also in studio. He's been deeply inspired over the years by Lincoln's music. He's got a few questions for Lincoln as well. Let's go to Deb in Minneapolis. Welcome.
The new album sounds excellent, and my favorite song is Everlasting God.
Hmm. What do you like about that song, Deb?
Like you had indicated previously, that it comes from his heart.
Thank you very, very much, Deb. I appreciate it. That was a fun song to be able to record, and I think the most fun piece of that one for me was being able to have my son Levi read Isaiah 40 on there, and we had a nice time together. We honestly, when we did it, we never thought it would reach as wide. You know, it was honestly something that I recorded that song in my office at church, and it was, we got it finished, and boy, it was on the radio shortly thereafter, and I just kind of wanted to do something fun with Levi. He was, gosh, I think he was 5 or 6 at the time, and we just had this neat moment and talked about the scripture, and I kind of explained to him what it meant, and recorded it up, and the rest is history. It just blew my mind how many people commented on that and were encouraged by him. And, you know, he and I prayed together. And it's so cool how God works, that even with kids, you know, you don't have to have it all sorted out for God to hear your voice and to hear your prayers and for them to have an impact for his kingdom.
So beautiful. Thanks, Deb. You get a copy of Lincoln's new album. Go ahead, Luke.
So I had another question as well. I was talking with a couple friends and before talking with you today, and one of the prominent questions that came up and reminded me as well is your one-on-one DVDs. We've had a couple so far. Absolutely loved that as a guitarist.
Thank you.
Can we expect any more coming out soon?
Well, I think so. We're trying to figure out kind of what the best way to serve the music community is, and you know, that may be in the form of another instructional DVD. We've toyed around with doing some instruction that's more online based, since so much in our world today is gravitating towards that. But as an overarching question, do I plan on doing more guitar instruction? Without a doubt. And not even, you know, just for guitarists, but also for worship leaders, for bands. I just have a heart to really pour into worship ministries, talk about leadership development, talk about next generation development. And so we're, you know, I'm really excited about a lot of those components. We have kind of we're going to do a little test of a conference that hopefully will work, and we'll be able to take it around the country and hopefully around the world to encourage worship ministries. But it's called Light Conference, and the first one's going to be in February out here at my church. And it's basically a short, kind of compacted conference, but the whole concept is to take the skills that you already have. We'll do a little bit of a breakout type development, but really to take the things that you have and how to put it all together to make the highest impact experience for the church. And I think sometimes that gets lost a little bit, that, you know, you could watch one of my DVDs and really have your guitar thing sorted out, and then bring it into a band situation and maybe not understand how to make it work in the big context as well. And so that's another piece of that additionally that I want to be able to cover. So it's a little funny being in my brain. I've got so much that I'd love to be able to share and say, but it's more trying to figure out the best channels to do that. So, yeah. And then certainly with the instrumental album, I probably will do a specific DVD just for that, because there'll be so many things that I don't do on a conventional worship album.
Yeah,
on that project.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. And I love that. I love how you put that as to serve the musical and needs of the church overall in the worship ministry. And I had a friend tell me one time, he's an absolutely phenomenal guitarist, and he was in a band, and he was describing his experience with that band, and he said, you know, this is a group of people who are none of them by themselves, I would say, are absolutely phenomenal musicians, but they phenomenally know how to play together and how to be in a band and how much of a different animal that is. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to see that and dive into that as well.
It's very true. I don't know if you're a football fan at all, but when the Indianapolis Colts won the Super Bowl, they asked Tony Dungy why he thought they won. And he said, "We've had more talented teams, but this is the best team we've ever
had."
Wow.
And I thought that spoke volumes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Well, another thing that that I learned off of your first one-on-one DVD is about a piece of your history as a guitarist that you probably know what I'm talking about. A lot of people don't know, unless they've seen that or seen a couple different interviews or something like that, that you actually got a chance as a younger guitarist to tour with Steve Perry. And that is a phenomenal experience and awesome. And it's also, as you said, unconventional for a lot of artists today who got to tour with such a great secular artist. So my question is, how has your experience as a touring guitarist in the secular music world affected the course of your ministry?
You know, it's funny. I think more than anything, it almost just, there was a built-in credibility. It just opened a lot of doors. You know, when I moved to Nashville, which was really to help plant a church, that's why I went there. I actually didn't go there to play music. I ended up you know, the church situation I was in wasn't the best one, and so my wife and I decided that it was probably time to do something else. And it was really one of those dark seasons of life, and I got a phone call one day, and it was Michael W. Smith, and he said, "Hey, I'd like for you to join my band and tour with me." And I said, "Well, do you want to hear me play?" And he said, "No." And he said, "I figure if you played in Steve Perry's band, you're good enough for my band." So it was really wild. He hired me on the spot, and it was that kind of thing happened frequently where people would just give me the benefit of the doubt. And I think some of the experience that I gleaned while I was with Steve, I've really been able to apply over the years. I'm kind of a actually, I wouldn't even say a closet tech guy because I'm actually pretty vocal about it. But that was I learned a lot of things about tech ministry. And actually, I guess they don't call it tech ministry. I learned about the technical side of things, and I really had a passion for that. And when I started working in ministry, I found there was such a need for that kind of a thing. And so I've got a real heart for that as well, to see churches do things with excellence and not spend more money than they have to. And you know, do things at a high level. So It's, you know, all that stuff is, you know, as I look back and I look at God allowing that season of my life, I look back now and it's blown away. It's like, wow, it really, God is always working behind the scenes, whether we know it or not.
Indeed. Well, I want to make sure, I don't know if we can get both songs in, but I want to have you, we're going to play On Our Side. Do you want to say a word about that song before we play it?
Yeah, I still love this song, for a bevy of reasons, but the song was co-written with one of our younger worship leaders named Corbin Phillips, and I've known Corbin since he was a teenager, and just to watch him come up in our church, and now he's one of our main worship leaders, and he's so talented, and we had started working on this song, and it was really started with a chorus that Corbin had written, and it originally said, "We believe our God will be our guide," which is a wonderful thing and an important thing. And I so believed in this chorus, and I grabbed Corbin and said, "Do you want to try to, you know, work on some verses and bridge?" And he said, "Yeah, definitely." And we were having trouble writing verses for this song, and I looked at him at one point and I said, "Corbin, what if this song is about God having our back? What if it's, we believe our God is on our side?" I mean, that's what it says in Romans. That's what we've, at the end of the day, we have to know that to live effective lives for Christ. And he said, "I'm all in." And it was amazing to watch that song unfold quite quickly after that. And then additionally, you know, a few days into recording this album, we found out that my wife had this rare form of cancer. It's appendiceal cancer. And you know, we were walking through that journey while I was making this album, and I felt like every step of the way God was saying, just keep going, don't quit. And while she was recovering from a major surgery, I was in the hospital sitting next to her. She's asleep in her hospital bed. It's probably 2 o'clock in the morning, and I've got my laptop and I'm working on this song. I've got the instrumental track in my iPod buds, and I'm listening and working on the verses. And originally we had written these verses about salvation. And I just had this overwhelming thought that I wanted to be able to show this song to my wife and that she would be encouraged by it in her current state.
Hmm.
And I just went, it's got to be about hope. It's got to be about believing God has our back, and no matter what's going on, and being certain of that. So I texted Corbin, and he happened to be awake, and he was like, let's do it. Let's make it about hope. And so it's been that song is just such a cool story about hope and faith and encouragement and believing that God has your back. And it was really forged in the midst of a very, very real, very scary trial that Laura went through. And obviously I was in that picture as well. And, you know, I'm thankful to say she's cancer free and is on the mend. But to anybody out there who is going through something difficult, you know, I hope when you listen to this song that you get it, that you believe it, and that you know that God has your back and has great things in store for you.
Oh, and that's when the best songs are forged. I almost forgot I was so engaged with your story. We do have to take a quick short break. When we come back, we're going to play On Our Side. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I think most people get stuck on worship thinking that it's only music. To me, worship is something that transcends music. It's something that no matter what you're doing it, you can do it in praise, in worship to God, whether it's being in sports or playing a sport or just being the best person at violin you can be. Whatever you do, do it in a way to honor God.
All life is an offering. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This time has gone by so fast. Lincoln Brewster joins me today, as well as my son Luke, talking about Lincoln's new album, Oxygen. And so we got to get to this song. He set it up before the break, and we're running out of time. So if you want to hear the setup, you got to go back and hear the podcast. Here's probably one of my favorite songs on Lincoln's new album, On Our Side.
Here in this moment, we find a mercy that's made new. Our fears we surrender, for all our hope is found in you. On your word we stand, your faith.
And that is such a flag in the ground picture of you sitting next to your wife's hospital bed with your laptop open. She's sleeping. Your earbuds are in and you're writing these lyrics that are a flag in the ground declaration. Even in this place, God is on our side. Man, I love that song. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we always love to start with the Word of God and end with prayer. And if it's okay with you, Lincoln, I'm going to ask my son to pray a blessing on you and your ministry and your families. All right?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely. I'd be honored. Mm.
Thank you. And Lord, we just ask your blessing over Lincoln and his family with everything that they have going on right now and everything that they've been dealing with over the last few years, too, and just focusing on each other. And Lord, I just thank you for his example. And not only as a musician, not only as a worship leader or a worshiper, but as a person, too, whatever our gifts may be down here, the best way that we can make an impact in the world around us is if we keep our priorities and keep our eye on the ball and keep our eye on our family. And thank you for giving Lincoln the strength to do that and the will to do that. And I just pray for more hearts like that too, to come up and be inspiration to the world around us. Thank you.
Lincoln Brewster, you do bless more people than you probably know, but we just so thank you for the time today.
Susie, Luke, thank you guys. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Pray that you'll come back when you get that instrumental thing done, huh?
Hey, without a doubt. Okay. I'll invitation accepted.
All right. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Have you ever stopped to just be amazed at how much he loves you? He loves you so much. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. You can find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And if there's a show that has encouraged you, that you know somebody who needs that word of encouragement, like today's show with Lincoln, you can, with a click of a button, send it out by Facebook, email, or Twitter. So go to our mobile-friendly website and share away. We'd love for you to do that. Well, you hear this from me every day. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.